to The Review with Joy & Company, featuring conversations with best-selling authors and hot reviews with the authors you choose. We're inspiring the world through Christian literature. Stay tuned in. We'd like to know, what are you reading?
Good evening and welcome to The Review with Joy & Company. I am Rose Lewis and your host this evening along with co-host Rosemary LeGrand.
Hello everyone, it is a delight to be in the midst of your company again this evening.
Hello, my name is Esther Akinladeno and happy to be here today.
Joy left the gray stream this evening for the beach and entrusted Rosemary and I with this evening's guest, Pastor Esther F. Akinladenu. She's the author of Choosing a Life Partner. Pastor Esther F. Akinladenu is an anointed minister of the Word of God with signs following and operating in the fivefold ministry. She is the founder of the Great Commission Fulfillment Ministries worldwide. She is called by God to preach the gospel and raise more evangelists through discipleship and training. Esther is an ordained pastor and evangelist who speaks in conferences, crusades, churches, healing, deliverance, youth, singles, women, prophetic, and at miracle services. Her evangelistic zeal, delivered with the demonstration of God's power in her missionary journeys, has led to the planting of churches around the world, including the USA and Africa. She is in partnership in the ministry with her husband, Pastor Ebenezer Akinladenu. They are blessed with glorious children. And I hope that I did okay with that name, Pastor.
Yes, you did.
Could you share, Pastor Akinladenu, your book title, Choosing a Life Partner, is the platform of every page written. And as I read the pages, I felt the passion from your heart on this lifetime decision. Could you share with us this evening what the driving force was in your delving into this subject matter?
Thank you. I have a passion for choosing life partner because I've been through conversation and counseling with so many people here in the U.S., in Africa, in Jamaica, and different parts of the world. And I discovered that the root cause of divorce, separation, and general problem in the community is choosing a wrong life partner. And I want to try my best to help people that are still single, that are yet to marry, to do the right thing by choosing the right person, taking the right step, and not falling into the same problem that other people fell into. And to guide them also and to counsel them, to let them know the best decision you can make in life is to choose the right partner. If you choose a wrong life partner, it's going to affect the destiny, it's going to affect the calling, it's going to affect everything about that person in life. So it is very important to choose a life partner.
You shared several questions one should ask themselves before choosing a life partner. Can you share some of those with the listeners? Some of the questions that you should ask yourself before you choose a life partner.
Well, there are so many questions you can ask yourself before choosing a life partner. You need to ask, who is a life partner? Who is a life partner? Is somebody you're going to live with for the rest of your life. You need to ask, is this person the will of God for you? Is this person the right one that you can successfully live with? You can ask yourself, how about the temperament of this person? How about the character of this person? There are so many things you take into consideration before choosing a life partner. You want to be sure where the family the person is coming from. You want to know about his education. You want to know especially about his spiritual life. Is this person in the same faith with you? If you are a Christian, you have to choose a Christian. So, because if you choose somebody from another religion, it's going to be a big problem. So you have to consider so many things. You want to know if you marry this person, if it's somebody that we that have the same mindset with you. That is, you can work together, you can relate together. Is this somebody that is easily angered? Is this somebody that is stingy? Is this somebody that does not is not interested in the things of the Lord? There are so many questions. As we go along, we begin to see a lot of these things that you can take into consideration before choosing a life partner.
Wow. Sometimes you meet somebody for the first time, and then you just attracted because of the way the person look. She may be beautiful. He may be handsome, and you don't even really go into the depth of who that person really is. In one of the chapters, you said it's okay to say no. Now you mentioned so many appropriate requests that we can be aware of. Could you just elaborate on some of those requests that we have to be aware of? Because we just see this good-looking guy and we go, and we're ready to go.
Thank you so much. Well, that is very, very important, because there are some people, they look good outside, but they're not good inside. And if you look at if you are a woman and you see somebody who is handsome, a man that is so handsome and good looking, and you choose to marry that person because of that, it's very dangerous. Because anything can happen to that person in future. If that person happened to have accident or any physical injury, for example, maybe break the teeth or the leg or any part of the body, and the body changes, then that is the end of that relationship. But if you marry somebody through the will of God and with true love, it is that love that will guide you throughout the relationship and throughout lifetime. Because whosoever you choose is for life. It's not just for a season. Marriage is forever, because it's going to determine your destiny. So if you marry somebody because that person is tall or short, or the complexion of that person, what if something happened to the complexion of the person, then everything is gone. So it's very important not to look at only the physical appearance. It's good to look at the appearance, but it's important not to depend on that or make that as a criteria to choose a life partner, because anything can happen to the body at any time. And then you ask, is it okay to say no? Praise God. That one is another section on its own. It's okay to say no to immorality. It's okay to say no to sex before marriage. Because as I wrote in my book, that, you know, having sex before marriage is like somebody who wants to give you a beautiful gift and wrapped the gift. And along the way, somebody opened the gift before getting to you. That gift is valueless. It's no more, it's of no use anymore. So it's very important to say no to sex before marriage.
We may have to just go ahead and reiterate on that question. You may have answered it before. What is the right way to choose a person that you want to spend the rest of your life with?
Thank you very much. The best way to choose the person you're going to spend your life with is, first of all, to pray that, Lord, guide me to choose the right person. See, it is it's good to marry as a Christian because some people get married before knowing Jesus. But for those who are already Christians, who know Jesus, the best way to do it is to go to the Lord. Who am I going to marry? You don't need to be running around and making yourself, doing extraordinary makeup, doing all kind of things you're not supposed to do. But you just need to pray unto God first. Lord, guide me to make a right choice. Either male or female, you have to pray about that. That is the first thing you have to do. And when you see that person, the spirit in you will bear witness that this is my husband or this is my wife. And when you see, you notice that, the next thing to do is to tell your pastor, tell your spiritual leader about it. Let your parents know about it before your final years. And not only that, you need to watch. Look at this person. Look at the way he talks. Look at the way maybe he is somebody that prays all the time. Maybe somebody that doesn't care about the things of the Lord. Maybe it's somebody that before you say something, he slap you 2 times. Oh. Somebody that slap you once before you choose him as a partner will slap you 10 times after the marriage. So you need to be careful about the person you want to marry. You need to know him. That is why it is very important to have quality courtship before marriage. Because if you choose somebody and you quickly rush into marriage with that person, you will not know some aspect of his life. But if you can just be patient, and watch that man closely, watch that lady closely, know about him. Pay him surprise visit. Pay her surprise visit. Know about the friend that person is moving with. Know about the parent. Know about the background of that person. Then you can make your choice.
Pastor, as you were speaking, you initially said the first thing to do was pray. And the thing that came to my mind was you left that with us in your book. And I'm going to share it with our audience, how to pray, the prayer that they should pray. Lord, I thank you for your love for me. Before I was formed in my mother's womb, you knew me. Thank you for the unconditional love. Today, I obtain your mercy that is leading me to abundant grace, to love you, serve you, and totally surrender to your will and your ways. I ask and receive forgiveness for all my sins and grace to live a new life in you, full of your Holy Spirit. I trust and depend on your grace and power to patiently make a wise choice of the right partner that I will live with for the rest of my life. Let my steps be ordered by you. Be my guide and lead me according to your plan and purpose. I totally submit to your will and to your ways. I receive the ability to successfully choose my God-ordained life partner. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. That is so well said. Yeah. And as you were speaking, it came to mind that in all of our getting, we need to get understanding. And it's a matter of the heart. It's you mentioned about we don't look at how they look and what's going on with them to make our decision about choosing a life partner. But we need to look at their heart, and our heart needs to be right. Because everything that concerns marriage is a heart matter.
Wow. And sometimes we get into relationships, and they could be abusive relationships. And we are afraid to even talk about it because we don't want people to ridicule us. We don't want people to criticize us. Pastor, how would you minister to someone that is caught up in a relationship that is full of constant violence, but they believe that they have chosen the right person? Because sometimes you would hear them say, God told me that is my husband. How would you minister to someone in that situation?
In the first place, I want to tell our audience that prayer is in page 120 of the book. So this is something that is already in the book that you can pray for those who are still singles. Now, the question about somebody who chose a life partner and you discover there is violence and there is things are not the way you expect it to be. Is that the question?
Yes.
All right. In that case, you still go back to the source. And the source is the Almighty God. Because God is the one that instituted marriage in the Garden of Eden. He started it. He is the one that owns the marriage. If you are sure that the person you marry, you prayed before you married that person, and you are sure that it's the right person for your life, then all you need to do is to go back to God. Lord, I prayed before I chose this man, and now I'm going through all of this, and things are not the way I expect it to be. Lord, let there be a solution. That is number one step. The second step, you can go to a spiritual leader and let him or her know, this is what we are going through. What can we do about this? And I'm sure the Spirit of God will speak through the minister of God and will tell you the step to take about this, because God is interested in marriage. So I know there will surely is a solution if we take it back to God in prayer. The solution is not to say, well, I'm going back to my father's house. That is not the solution. The solution is to take it back to God in prayer and go for counseling.
We're visiting with Pastor Esther F. Akinla-Denu. Her book is Choosing a Life Partner. To order your copy of the book, go to greatcommissiongospel.org. Her social media is at the bottom of the website. You can contact her through Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. If you want to email her, you can email her at gospeloutreach17@gmail.com. That is Pastor Esther F. Akinla-Denu. She is giving you words of wisdom today in making a decision to choose a life partner. And in these days and times, everyone wants a partner. Everyone wants to be married. But one thing Pastor LaDue addresses, and some of us do this, and they fall into a pitfall that society has allowed to make it look like it's okay and it's commonplace, and that's living together. And she addresses that along with others. Could you elaborate on people that want a playhouse, as I would say?
Praise the Lord. Well, that's one of the chapters in my book. Nowadays, people don't see it as there's nothing wrong in it. I can just go ahead and live with him. I'm moving with him. They call it, praise the Lord, they call it whatever. So that is not the plan of God for marriage. It's not. See, before you choose a life partner, we have talked about the step to take. And after choosing the right partner, you have to go into courtship. And after courtship comes the marriage. You can only live with a man after the marriage. If you just carry your load and live with a man, you just make yourself cheap. As a woman, you just lose your integrity. It is not right at all. That is why you see a lot of people that live with a man before marriage, 80% of the marriage doesn't work. Because at the end of the day, the man will not even do anything. The man will not pay any dowry. The man will not do any wedding anymore. After all, she's living with me. She'll just be sleeping with that person for free. So that is not the will of God for us. Our body is the temple of God, is the abode of the Holy Spirit. We cannot just use it anyhow and just be sleeping with somebody, living with somebody under the same roof. That reminded me of somebody that came to me and said, you know, that man is living with me, and that man is living in my... She bought a house and put the man in the house and said, but now the man is going to visit some people around in another state, Help me pray that that man will not visit anybody anymore, but will only be in my house. And I asked from her, are you married to that man? He said, yes. I said, no, I'm not married to him. You are not married, and this man is sleeping in your house, is living in your house free, sleeping with you free, and you are not married. I said, that is not the will of God for you. So if there is anyone that is listening to this today, and you are living with a man, and you are not married with that man, to that man, that is very, very wrong. That is not the will of God for you. At the end of the day, you will be the one that will regret. Because one day, that man will just send you out of the house, throw your stuff out of the house, and that will be the end of it. So make yourself, put yourself in the position God has put you as a woman. And don't move in with any man. And men, don't move with any woman before marriage. It is very wrong.
You know, you have poured so much into us tonight that I'm going to take this time, which is a special time, at the Review with Joy and Company, where we pour into you as well as our listeners. And we do that by way of words inspiring change from our very own Rosemary LeGrand.
Thank you, Rose. The Word of God says, for your maker is your husband. The Lord Almighty is his name. The Lord will call back as if you are a wife deserted and distressed in spirit. A wife who married young, only to be rejected, says the Lord. Child of God, are you still waiting for a godly man to come into your life? If so, let God be that man. He wants to be the one that is your husband. He wants to be the one that you depend on to look to first for your provider, protector, comforter, and friend. He is, after all, the only one on this earth that will truly, truly say to you, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He is the only one who is able to say to you that I have loved you with an everlasting love. And he is the only one who was able to go to the grave and back to get you to be his very own. You see, those words may just sound like words at first. But when you get to know the intimacy that you can have with the one who wrote or says those spoken words, they become words more personal and precious than you can ever imagine. So until next time, when God steps in as your husband, he will show you the kind of husband that he can be towards you and the kind of husband that you can expect. So while you're waiting, trust him, because he cannot and he will not fail you. May God richly bless you.
Rosemary, that is beautiful. And I admonished our listeners to trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding, because God is your source, he is your provider, and he is your leader that will keep you through any situation and any circumstance. And I know some people, they may be saying, oh, I don't have anybody in my life. And I want to address, because in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 7, the Apostle Paul, who was single, said to the unmarried and to widows that it is good for them if they remain single as he was. But if they do not have self-control, let them marry. For it is better to marry than to burn. You are addressing choosing a life partner. But is marriage for everyone, Pastor?
According to the what the Lord said in the book of Genesis, he said it's not good for a man to be alone. I will give him a helpmate. That is why in the book of Genesis chapter 2, and that is why our God brought the rib, one of the rib, out of the ribs of
Of
Adam and made a woman. And Adam said, this is the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. And I will call her a woman. So I don't think it's the will of God for a man to be alone or for a woman to be alone. But it could be a choice. You know, as Paul said, it could be a choice. I don't think is the will of God for us to be alone. But anybody can make a choice. Life itself is a choice. Salvation is a choice. So, but I believe the word of God, the scripture cannot be broken. It's not good for a man to be alone. I will give him a helpmate. And God gave Adam a helpmate. So I think it is important for all of us to be married. Because some people, they even choose not to marry, but what they are doing is worse than those who are married. They say they are not married, but they secretly, you know, sleep with people, which is even worse. So I think it's a good thing for us as Christians to be married. But if we decide not to marry, then that person must be able to keep him or herself pure and holy before God so that he or she will not be blamed at the end when Jesus shall come.
You're tuned in to The Review with Joy and Company, and we're visiting with author Esther F. Akinlaadenu, discussing her book, Choosing a Life Partner. Visit us on the web at joyandcompany.org to get more information about Joy and Company. And if you want a copy of the book, go to greatcommissiongospel.org. That's greatcommissiongospel.org to get your copy of Choosing a Life Partner. It's a very good read. It makes a great gift. And while you're on joincompany.org's website, let us know what you're reading. We'll do our best to host the author on our show. And when we do, we'll call you to jump in the stream with us. And for those of you listening tonight, if you have questions for Pastor Akinlaadenu, you can call us at 214-556-6239. Again, the call-in number here is 214-556-6239. And if you're an author, contact us at joyandcompany.org. Submit your book to be reviewed on our show. Yours could be the next book reviewed in the Gray Stream. And you could possibly be the next recipient of the Henry Award at the 2017 Christian Literary Awards.
It is our goal to promote and support faith-based literature. It is also important to have Christian authors in the kingdom promoting and strengthening the life of believers. You are the extension of the Word of God, the pen of a ready writer, an epistle waiting to be read.
Does your book have a published date of 2015, 2016, or 2017? Then you can enter your book into the Christian Literary Awards at this Black Tie Gala on December 9th, 2017. We're rolling out the red carpet just for you. Entry deadline is July 31st, 2017. For entry details, hit us up on the web at joyandcompany.org.
It is the premier event of the season, but we need you to make it spectacular December the 9th. 2017.
Again, I'd like to tell you, if you'd like to splash in the Gray Bowl tonight with us, jump in at 214-556-6239 as we continue this life-informing conversation with Pastor Akinlaadenu on her book, Choosing a Life Partner.
Pastor, sometimes, you know, we get to be of a certain age, and we think that time is running away from us, and we need to get married. We must get a husband. We cry. We get depressed. We do all of these good things. But in one of the chapters in your book, just hold the line 1 second. We do have a caller right now. Mm-hmm. Caller, are you on the line?
A husband. We cry.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. I am listening to the radio conversation, and but to have a question.
Caller, are you on the line?
Just 1 second.
Thank you.
Do you have a question for the author?
Yes, for the author. How can we get this book in bulk? Like, you know, because it looks as if it's going to be very interesting reading, and I want to see a way how much it is and how much will it be to buy in bulk.
Okay, all this information, you can find this information on her website. It's greatcommissiongospel.org. And then you may be able to order as many as you want, or you can email her directly in reference to the price. And also you can give her a call. Let me give you her email address, though. It's okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, it's gospeloutreach17@gmail.com. And also, you can call her directly. Just let me get her number for you. Just 1 second.
And can you turn your radio down because it's bleeding over and with the talk?
Sure.
I really do thank you for calling in to get this information. Her contact information is 469 855-9962 or 469-767-2103. But don't forget to email her, though. You may be able to get a quicker response, you know, via email. Let me give you the email address again. It's gospeloutreach, number 17, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Thank you, caller. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Prior to the call, I was saying that, you know, sometimes we get of age and we get so depressed because the right person haven't come into our lives. And sometimes we're afraid, though, because we've had so many different challenges, so we really don't know who to trust. In one of your chapters, you talked about delay is not denial. Now, I've heard that so many times. How does that apply to choosing a husband?
Thank you so much for that question. That is in chapter 6 of the book. Delay is not denial. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 15, can a woman forget her suckling child that she will not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yet, they may forget, yet I will not forget you. That is the word of God. I want you to know that God can never forget you. It's just a matter of time. He said, I will make all things beautiful. He said, he will make all things beautiful of his own time. He will surely do it. It is the will of God for us to get married. I want us to know that. It is his will. He is the author of marriage. So I want us to know that at the right time, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, he is going to make all things beautiful. Because when you rush in a marriage, you surely run out. God can never forget you. He will not. Sometimes, the reason why you have not got your wife or your husband is because God wants to give you the best one. He doesn't want you to get into the wrong hands. That man is looking for you, and is going to get you at the right time. It's going to be God's time. God's time is the best. So he can never forget his children. I've seen 48-year-old woman getting married. I've seen it. So if we can just be patient, God will surely do it at the right time. I know there are things that can make people to be anxious in getting married. Pressure from family members. Oh, you are now 28. You're supposed to be to get married by now. You are 32. You are not getting younger. There are so many things, so many factors that can make people to think that they are getting old and that it's time for it, for them to marry and that it is getting late. No marriage is late. And people that rush into marriage, they rush out of it. So it's better to be patient and not to rush into marriage, because the husband will surely come and the wife will surely come at the right time, if only we can keep praying and trust in the Lord and believe in the Lord that it will surely happen, and it will happen at the right time.
As you were talking, the scripture came to mind, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. And when you say he findeth, that means he was looking for you. And in these days and times, so many people tend to go to social media or they go to helps and sites to get help finding their man. I think I got the pastor a little tip because she know they have tread on the wrong path. So blackpeoplemeet.com and others, I don't think that's your way to find your mate. What do you think about that, Pastor?
That is, I would say, devilish way is the way of the devil of getting married. Some people, like, now in my book, you will see so many examples. Somebody took a picture and put it on the web page or whatever they call it and put it there. This picture was just the face, but this man was crippled. This man cannot walk. But he was telling the woman, oh, I'm a doctor, I am this, I am that. He started saying a lot of good things about himself. And finally, this lady traveled to another country, I don't want to mention the country, to go and marry the man. And as soon as this lady saw this man on the wheelchair, she fainted. Mm. She passed out. Because she didn't know that. She only saw the face. She didn't see the rest of the body, that she was coming to marry a crippled man. And she already spent a lot of money for the traveling, for everything. So it is very dangerous. So it's not the same person that you see there. In most cases, it's not the same person that you're going to see. Even if it's the same person you're going to see, you don't even know him. You need to know the person you want to marry. If you don't know the person you marry a stranger. And that is dangerous. And that marriage can never work. It's not going to work. You need to know the person, talk with the person, visit the person, move with the person, you know, eat together, know the eating habit, know everything that he's doing before you can even commit yourself into the hands of such a person. And another one is somebody that called himself a doctor, a medical doctor, and took a picture in one of the famous hospitals and was wearing a uniform and told the lady, oh, I'm a medical doctor in social hospital in the U.S., and brought that lady from Africa. And when the lady got here, the lady was able to discover that this man was just a nurse aide. There's nothing wrong to be a nurse aide, but why will you hide your identity? So that's what the lady got. By the time she got to America, she now know that she chose a wrong person through the media or the website. So it is very, very wrong to just choose somebody that you don't know. Don't marry somebody that you don't know. Don't use all this. The one thing that you have to pay, they will have to pay for it before they show them all the kinds of men, all the kinds of ladies. And at the end of the day, they choose problem. They choose devil. We will not choose devil in Jesus' name. So if you are in the habit of looking for a husband or a wife through the web, please stop it. It's not going to work. The end is destruction.
Pastor Akinda Denu is a phenomenal minister. She ministers, she mentors, and she counsels single people, like myself, I guess. I mean, she is phenomenal. And not only does she do that, she has a successful event. And her new event is going to be on July the 22nd, 2017, Saturday, July the 22nd. I love the theme. The theme is No More Loneliness. And if you would like to attend, the time is 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. The address is 342 West Oates Road, and that is in Garland. And the telephone number, just 1 second, let me get that telephone number for you. You can't register without a telephone number. But anyway, if you're not able to register without the telephone number, you check on her website. Her website is greatcommissiongospel.org. And you can link up with her also on social media at the bottom of the website, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, whatever you need to do to get to that conference. It will be phenomenal. July the 22nd. 2017. You can also email to get the information also at gospeloutreach17@gmail.com. But most of all, get her number. The number is 469-855-9962. You will have a phenomenal time. As you've been listening to her, it is so, so beautiful. Let me give you that number again. It's 469-855-9962. The conference is, you don't have to be lonely anymore. No more loneliness. So try to get in touch with her, and please attend.
You know, Pastor Canoe, no more loneliness, as Rosemary said, is an excellent topic. And sometimes I think in our loneliness we get a little desperate. And sometimes you meet people and you'll say, I know, there was love at first sight. This is the one. What would you say to people that get hasty and think this is it when they're so lonely and desperate?
Thank you so much. Yeah, it happens to a lot of people. They just say, well, this may be my last chance. This may be my last opportunity. Let me just get somebody, you know, anybody. That is not the will of God, because the person you don't, like I said before, you must know the person you're going to marry. There is nothing like love at first sight. There is nothing like that. But the Spirit of God may bear witness in you that this is my husband or this is my wife, but yet you still have work to do. You need to know that person very well. You need to know who that person is. You need to have, you know, enough time for courtship. I've seen people that they said they met somebody within 2 months and they get married. That is not the right way of getting of a successful marriage. You cannot love somebody at first sight and just fall in love and just marry that person. You need to go deeper than that. You need to pray and ask for the will of God. Is this my husband or is this my wife? Not only that, you need to involve your parents. And you need to involve the spiritual leaders before you can make a final choice of somebody that you're going to marry. Love at first sight is not right, and it's not real.
You know, there are so many nuggets in this book, Choosing a Life Partner, that Pastor gives extensive information on. She delves into it with such intensity that you must get the book so you can read. I'm going to spell out the website for you. It's GREATCOMMISSIONGOSPEL.ORG. That's greatcommissiongospel.org to get your copy of Choosing a Life Partner. I would encourage you to do that. It's a great read, and I think it will bless you and give you insight into a decision you may be making. And even if you are married, I feel that there are things in this book that will help you know how to get the value from your relationship, what you need to do to stand to make that relationship one that God honors. Because we can always have improvement. Nobody is perfect. We are growing day by day. And as long as we grow in him and have kingdom values, we are set for a great destiny. Are there any final words you'd like to say before we leave? We got about 5 minutes left here.
Yes. What I just want to say is I want people to know that marriage is the greatest decision you can make in life, because the person you choose to be your life partner is the one that will determine how your life, your destiny will be. Because when you choose somebody to be your husband or your wife, your wife, your life rotates around that person. That person is the one, whatever that person is, you have to enter into the same thing with him or with her, living together, carrying the same baggage in the life of that person. Everything that that person is going to do in life, you have to do with that person. You have to be together in it because you become one. So it is very important to choose the right person. It's very important to make a wise decision and to know the person that you are choosing. It's not that, oh, I don't know this man is like this after you are choosing him. Because marriage is a life journey. It's a journey of no return. Once you choose a life partner, you are in it forever. So you have to seek the face of God, number one. You have to trust in the Lord. You have to be sure that this person is the right person. There's no time to talk about, to say that you said they need to get this book and read it, because the time is not enough to talk about it. Because you have to let your spiritual leader know about the person. You have to let your parents know about the person you are choosing. Because when your eyes are closed in love, the eyes of your parents are open. They can pray, they can, you know, tell you more about the person. They can check the background of that person. So it's very important, you know, to know whom you are going to marry and to pray for the will of God. And one thing I want to say is don't marry because of wealth. If you marry somebody because that person is rich, if that money is gone, the love is over. If you marry that person because he's handsome, if that person have any health issue or accident and something happened to any part of the body, the love is gone. If you marry anybody because of position, that person can be removed from that position. Therefore, marry for love and marry for the will of God.
I would say that this is a very good read, choosing a life partner, especially for your teenage son or your teenage daughter that's of age right now when they're getting ready to court. I mean, I would suggest that you get this book in their hands as soon as possible, so that they could know, you know, what to look for, because we want them to walk in a spirit of integrity. We want them to maintain their worth. We want them to recognize and realize that they are not just ordinary children. You know, they are specially made by God. And don't forget to order your copy on the Great Commission Gospel.org. The Great Commission Gospel.org for your copy of Choosing a Life Partner.
We are winding down and about to close out this hour of the Review with Joy and Company. I hope that you've enjoyed splashing in the gray stream with us this evening. And I do want to encourage you, if you are an author and you are have a book that you'd like to have us read, go to our website at joyandcompany.org, because we'd love to know what you're reading. We'd love you to be a guest here in the Gray Stream so that we can review your book, perhaps. You possibly could be the next recipient of the Henry at the Christian Literary Awards. This year it will be December 9th, 2017. We'd love to have you in the midst of our company, and we encourage you to go to our website at joyandcompany.org. Coming into the next hour, if you'd like to call in and have words with our upcoming guests for the next hour, you can call us at 214-556-6939. Again, that's 6239. That's 214-556-6239. I'd like to say we've enjoyed having you, Pastor Akin Ladenu, and I believe you want to give us one more point. Go ahead.
Yes. The point I just want to give is that it's very important to know Jesus as the Lord and Savior, because it's him that will guide you to choose the right partner and to live your a successful life. So if you are hearing this broadcast and you are not yet a Christian, you are not giving your life to Jesus Christ, I want you to know it's very important. And even marriage or no marriage, Jesus Christ is coming very soon. Either you are married or not, Jesus Christ is coming very soon. So it is today, make a decision to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Okay, we're going to take that break, and we'll be back with you at the top of the hour.
That's the life. Dying to save me. That's the death. Buried, he came more. Sins far away. But he didn't stop there rising. He justified. Yeah. Y'all don't know this. Glorious day. Well, living, he loved me. And he saved me. And he came my sins far away. But in a rising, he justified. Freed me forever. One day is coming back. Glorious day. I don't know his name.
a glorious day. Gonna be a glorious day. Yeah.